Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 136 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Today, we have a question from Keith, but before I get to that, I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to the Ask Pat podcast, a company I've worked with in the past before, actually. This is Flippa, F-L-I-P-P-A. Flippa is a site you can use to purchase an existing web business or website. It's the number one marketplace to buy and sell websites. I've actually purchased a couple sites off of Flippa myself. Haven't really talked about it much because I didn't put a lot of time or effort into the sites that I built, and they kind of died out. But I know a lot of people, like Chris Guthrie, who have done really well buying and purchasing websites, and Flippa is the place to go. You could use one of your passions or interests and use an existing site instead of starting from scratch. To check it out, go to flippa.com/pat. You can find a whole bunch of sites that are up for sale now, or you can even sell your own site there if you want. All right, now let's get to today's question from Keith.
Hey, Pat. Keith here with PDRcollege.com. We have a podcast dedicated to a niche industry called paintless dent removal, and guys are really enjoying it. They're downloading it like crazy, but we don't have any written blog posts to go with it. Frankly, my partner and I are just too darn busy to sit down and write on top of producing the podcast, which I'm sure you know there's a lot more work that goes into it than it sounds like. So my question is, should I have the podcasts transcribed and post those as blog posts in addition to the podcasts to be more easily found through search engines and to give people who may not want to listen something to read? Thanks, Pat. Really looking forward to your opinion on this. Really enjoy all the content that you put out and all the help that you give to everyone worldwide. You're the man. Talk to you soon.
Keith, thank you so much for today's question. It's a great one because a lot of podcasters wonder about the whole transcript thing. You know, what are the benefits? Should I even do it? You know, it costs a little bit of money to get it done, sometimes up to $1, sometimes even if you want to get a rush order in, up to $2 per minute, which is crazy, especially if you consider that a lot of shows are 60 minutes long or up to 60 minutes long or even longer sometimes. But there are a lot of benefits to creating a transcript. And for your show specifically, you said that you don't have any blog content really. And so it would be very ideal for you to have some sort of written content on your site. A lot of people go as far as putting resources and links and a little bit of a summary of the episode so people who are subscribed to their blog can see whether or not that's an episode they want to listen to. However, it sounds like your primary audience is already listening to your show, which is great. However, a couple things. One, it's always good to bring people back to your site for more information so that they could come and then subscribe to your email list or purchase things, because obviously when people are listening to your podcast, they are, you know, out and about, and they're not necessarily in front of a computer or not on your sales page or anywhere where they can get your services, for example. So anything you could do to bring people back to your site is a smart thing, and having extra written content on your site will help. transcripts will help as well. You can tell people to go download the transcript from your episode, for example, to get them back on your site where all those call to actions are. But you also mentioned something important: SEO, search engine optimization, and having transcripts available for your particular episodes can be very beneficial for your site in whole and far as far as search engine rankings and also authority. You know, episodes are typically pages long, and each and any one of those words can be words that people are searching for on Google. So even if it's not a top ranking keyword, for example, that you might be targeting, you know, those long tail keywords together can drive in a lot of traffic. So for SEO purposes, I think it would be a great thing for you to do at least transcripts for your audio shows. But there's a lot of other benefits for developing transcripts as well. Like you sort of hinted at, there are people out there who don't want to listen to episodes. There might be a whole audience that you are not reaching because they are either not listening to podcasts, or they just don't have the time, or they can't listen to it. You know, there's a lot of people who are obviously hearing impaired, and I think they deserve a fair chance to you know, absorb all that content as well. However, there's a lot of people who can't listen just because they're at work, or maybe, you know, whatever, it's late at night and the kids are asleep, or whatever the case may be. I mean, yes, you could put your headphones in, but you know what I mean? You are missing out on the opportunity to deliver your helpful content to your audience if you are not hitting them in any way that they can consume it. So I think for that purpose, it's good as well. But think about this. You can use parts of those transcripts that you create for other things as well. You could compile every 5 episodes into an ebook, for example, and give those away and get people onto your email list. You could take all the best information from all the shows that you've done and put them into an ebook that you can then sell on Amazon, or even a physical book as well, and you can make extra money that way, passive income. You could take parts of those transcripts, for example, maybe the best parts of each episode, and put them into YouTube. You could have a little 2-minute, 3-minute slideshow with the best part of your, you know, even with the audio of those particular podcasts along with the text, and have them transcribed in the description, which will help with SEO as well for your particular website. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do here. That's one strategy that I've been thinking about doing. You know, a lot of people take their audio file and they just plop it onto YouTube, the whole thing. And I don't think people are going to be on YouTube listening for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, right? They're going to listen. If they're going to listen, they're going to listen through their favorite podcasting app, right? But on YouTube, I think there's an opportunity for you, especially for your subscribers who may be primarily consuming content over video. Again, another part of your audience that you might be missing out on. It might be cool to tease them a little bit with a snippet of a particular podcast episode, maybe the best part of it or the best conversation that was in it, and then link them back to either your website or your audio file or podcast or both. So that would be a smart thing to do. And then, of course, once you get these systems down for getting a transcript created, and I'll give you a tool for that in a second. So you get your transcript created, maybe you take parts of it out and put it into a YouTube video, or every X number of episodes, it's put into an ebook, or whatever the case may be. Once you create these systems down, you could still go on just recording. You could hire somebody, a VA, a virtual assistant, to do all this for you. And, you know, I would recommend at least testing this. Maybe test this for 5 episodes and then put those 5 episodes in an ebook and then drive traffic to a landing page where they can get the transcript. Just see what happens. I mean, you might find that it might not be worth it, but you also might find that it can completely blow you away and give you results that are unheard of or that you never thought. So the last thing I want to leave you with, Keith, is a tool for getting transcripts done. You know, I personally work with somebody that I've been working with for the last 2 years. This is somebody that isn't through a service. It's just I've hired this person to help me do the transcripts, and she's been amazing, and we've been working together for quite a while, like I said. But if you can't find anybody, there are a lot of people out there who are willing to do that. But if you can't find anybody specifically, you could use a service, which I've used before, at speechpad.com. That's speechpad, like InkPad, I guess, but speechpad.com. And that will run up, you know, between 75 cents to $1 per minute, which is quite normal, I would say. And they do a fairly good job. There's a lot of other services out there, but they don't use a lot, you know, they don't back check their articles and things like that, or the transcripts. SpeechPad does a fairly great job. They have human beings who do it, which is why it's that price. So speechpad.com, and that's sort of the approach I would take. So I'm really interested, Keith, to see what you do with this. Congratulations on the success of your podcast, and now it's time to perhaps take it to the next level with the written word. And you know, I think having show notes, or at least a reason to come back to your site, is something you should be doing if you're not doing already, collecting those emails. And of course, a transcript is almost a no-brainer. At least test it out for 5 episodes, see what happens, and come back at me with the results. So Keith, thank you so much for your question, and Ask Pat T-shirt is headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is Flippa. You can go to flippa.com/pat to check out all the sites that are for sale right now. It's actually just really cool to just browse through and see what sites are available. I've purchased a couple sites in the past, and they've done okay, and they're still there, but I just haven't really talked about it much because I haven't done what I was hoping to do, which was turn them into case studies, but that's always available for in the future. Great tip. Use one of your passions or interests, or maybe find a site related to your existing site. Or, if you don't want to start from scratch, this is a good option that a lot of people use. Flippa.com/Pat. Thanks again to the people at Flippa for sponsoring the show. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And this quote is from somebody who's been quoted here plenty of times in the past. That is the late Zig Ziglar. He says, "Every sale has 5 basic obstacles. No need, no money, no hurry, no desire, no trust." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.